The play that I want to talk about real quick, and I definitely want to get your opinion on this, Tiff, or your thoughts, or because you're on a field and you're near a crowd, but Betts goes to catch a foul ball down the right field line, and he catches it. He catches it. His glove is in the crowd, and one fan starts grabbing his glove, and his buddy, or the guy next to him, yeah. Mr. Sunglasses at night, grabs his arm, and then the other guy starts raking the ball out. Well, he's wearing sunglasses. It's 8:30 at night.
Oh, man,
and,
that's funny.
Starts that's, raking yeah. it out, and they rake the ball out. Now, it wasn't out. Did not see them physically leave the stadium, but I am going to go ahead and assume, and whatever I read, that they were ejected.
Yeah, they were immediately.
But this is not just egregious. This is, you are never allowed to come back to any Major League Baseball stadium ever.
Ever.
To me.
Yeah.
It's the biggest stage, Tiff, other than a Game 7 that you can have, and you physically...
You put your hands on someone.
You physically, by the law of the land, you physically assaulted someone. I know that you didn't hurt Betts, but his arm's extended and you're grabbing and pulling on it. I don't like it one bit.
Just don't touch people. When I saw it, I was shocked that this is something that actually happened. It's one thing to try to reach for the ball because you see people just react and do that, but to physically put your hands on someone and grab at his arm as you're trying to pull this ball out was ridiculous. But I agree with you. I think they should be banned from all baseball stadiums. Just the look on their faces, you can't be thinking you're doing something like that.
You know what's funny? As a guy who grew up a Cubs fan, I'm sitting there going, can we put Steve Bartman to bed now? Can Steve Bartman just hit the back burner? It's been 20 years.
These people are
this
the
was
worst.
Way worse than Steve Bartman. The
Bartman thing. So it goes back to the kid, and his name I think was Jeffrey something, but he's
Jeffrey Mayer.
Was it Mayer?
Yeah, you talking about Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, against the Orioles, I think it was 1996, and he reaches over and grabs the home run ball. I think it was Tony Tarasco was the guy. I think that was going to catch it for the Orioles.
I think you're right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I remember him because he played for the Braves at one point.
Yeah.
It changed that series, I think. I think it was Jeter was the one that hit it.
They had some good players in the 90s.
And you think about that one, right? And then you fast forward 8 years later.
Yeah, it was
04.
04, yeah.
Pretty sure it was 04. I remember because I'm pretty sure that was either the day my sister got married or like that she got married during that series.
Oh.
No, she got married during the Braves Cubs that year.
Well, yeah,
and that was the NLCS.
Yeah.
It was actually the game that I think Kerry Wood just dominated the Braves in Atlanta.
Yeah, he hit the home run. Mm-hmm. He hit a home run in that game that won the game.
So you go forward to Game 7, Tiff, of that 04 NLCS. Or was it Game 6? Was it Game 6? I think it was Game 6 because they could put them away, and then the Marlins came back and won.
It was Game 6.
That's my memory. See, I'm smart. I know I know to say sugars and
it's
calories so in the same sentence, but yeah, right? Nobody's ever called me that.
So yeah, shout out. That's third of your life.
That ball was even more in the stands than this than this one that Betts caught, and it was just what any fan does. This ball is in the glove, and this guy grabs the glove, and then his buddy holds on to Betts' arm while he starts raking the ball out. And they look like they had been drinking since 8 a.m. And then taking some gummies or something.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy, too, is there were I was reading a bunch of tweets last night from people that were there or writers or whatever, and they were like, yeah, there was fans, Yankees fans, that were saying, hey, nice job. Like, you're a hero. You know, it's a championship game. It's no holds barred. And I'm sitting there going, dude, if they would have overturned that catch, like, you'd be under a federal investigation from Las Vegas gambling places. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't do that, man. It's just unbelievable. The whole thing was unbelievable. The glasses guy at night, man, that was funny. I don't know how those people see anything.
It's Alex Rodriguez was villainized for knocking the ball out of the glove when he's running down the first baseline.
Yeah.
I think it was against the Red Sox in that game. That might have been the whatever year they won, 03, I think. Was it 03 or 04?
That was, how was this? I keep getting those. I actually think the Steve Bartman thing might have been 03. Now that
it might have been 03. I think you might be right. Yeah. And then 04 was the Red Sox. But anyways, regardless, it doesn't matter. It's all around the same time. But it was just, that's way worse. Anyways.
It honestly reminds me of, do you remember the Red Sox were trying to invite Bill Buckner back a few years back before he passed away? And a lot of Red Sox fans were kind of tweeting or posting like, hey, we forgive you. Come back. You know, we forgive you. And like his wife was like, no. This ain't how this works, man. You don't forgive him. He's the one that needs to forgive you. It was a freaking baseball play. You don't forgive him.
They ruined his life.
You ruined your life.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, these two last night, I'm not ready to forgive them. I hope some bad comes their way in the near future.
First off, they don't deserve forgiveness because they haven't apologized. But secondly, it was a malicious act. The Bartman wasn't.